Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
713 Galesburg's Morning News, tonight's Fox Sports 1. I don't know what it is on your cable or on your dish on DirecTV. I know it's Channel 219. I can tell you that much. But Fox Sports 1, the reality show, The Ultimate Fighter. It's a UFC-sponsored show. A little bit different this season. The winner, fighters that came into the Ultimate Fighter house are all champions, world champions in whatever particular promotion they came from. And the winner actually gets to fight for the UFC World Flyweight Championship against, quite possibly pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. And one of those vying for that title shot is a Galesburg native. He's a 2009 graduate of Galesburg High School, and he joins us here this morning in his debut fight tonight on The Ultimate Fighter. Eric Showtime Shelton. Eric, good morning. How you doing today, man?
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Great. Thanks for coming on with us here this morning. So I know there's some things you can talk about, some things you can't. For those that don't know, The Ultimate Fighter, a reality show, they put the guys, 16 of them together in a house in Las Vegas, and they fight a tournament. It's all been taped ahead of time, and that all wrapped up. And Eric's fight, his first fight, they'll be showing tonight. Eric, first off, talk about the process. You're the world champion, flyweight champion, and the Caged Aggression promotion. Talk about that journey to get onto The Ultimate Fighter.
Man, it's been a long journey, man. I've been training about 6 years, so just fighting and continuing and staying. You know, staying active with it, man. It's been a long, humbling experience for me, man. And then when I got the call to be on the show, it was just like, it was a blessing for me, you know, everything, all my work's finally starting to pay off. So, it's been great. You know, I've had a good following, you know, Galesburg, everybody's been behind me. So it's made it a little easier. So, it's been a humbling experience.
What was the actual process? Was there an application process? Did you send video in, or were they? I mean, it sounded like this time they were kind of out looking for guys from different promotions.
Yeah, so I got an email originally saying to that, you know, I got chosen for the Ultimate Fighter show to be on the cast, and they were going to fly me out to Vegas. So I went out to Vegas, and when I got that email, I thought I was going to be on there for sure, you know. And I get down there, and there's like 30 other 125ers, you know, from around the world. So they had to still choose from us 30. They had to pick 16. And so we went down there. They have you grapple and do mitts and stuff to pick through that way. But this time they just had to do interviews and stuff like that. And then, you know, I came back home, waited about a month, and then they finally hit me back and said, you made the show. So they didn't do have as many fighters as they usually do this time, but they picked me, so you know, it was awesome.
Hey, you're a 2009 graduate of Galesburg High School. Did you ever envision yourself when you're in high school being a part of this, or was this something that just came about after you got out of school, Eric?
Hey, it was definitely after I got out of school. I was having trouble finding what I was going to do, you know, throughout high school. I wasn't, you know, the best at any sports, you know. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and as soon as I got out of school, I found fighting, and it kept going with it from there.
How about your training? Do you train as hard now as you did when you were working your way up, and how much does that involve? A couple hours a day, or do you do it all day? Most of us that aren't in that, we just wonder how much you have to actually be in there training.
I try to get 2 training sessions in a day. I go in the morning, try to hit with my boxing coach and weights, and then at night with my MMA class. So, it's hard work, man. I've definitely tried to work more and harder as I've made it up the rankings in this stuff. So, it's been hard work throughout the years, but it's definitely what I love to do. So it's a little easier when you love doing what you're doing.
Eric Showtime Shelton joining us. He is the flyweight champion in Caged Aggression, and he'll be fighting tonight on Fox Sports 1 in The Ultimate Fighter, making his debut on that show. And Eric, talk about, you know, with the training. What was the hardest part for you? Because obviously it involves so much. When you get to that level of any professional sport, I mean, it's not only the training itself, and you know, you kind of expand different things you do, but also it comes like diet and things like that. Was that tough for you? Was there food you like to eat that you had to kind of give up during your training?
Yeah, definitely, man. You food you eat is a fuel for your body, you know. And so you got to eat right, and you know, to feel the best you can feel. So yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of different variables you got to be able to, you know, take care of, you know, as far as your body and, you know, training and eating. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard, but you know, it's part of the game. You know, you just have to be able to, you know, adjust every part of it, and you know, just keep excelling.
So you're not going to McDonald's for lunch every day, huh?
No, definitely not.
How about being in Las Vegas? Obviously, there's a lot of potential distractions when you're out there. You able to keep your focus pretty well, or do you venture out to the Strip once in a while? What's your life like?
Well, man, once you get there, you're pretty much on lockdown. They take your phone, no TV, no anything, man. You're in the house, you go train, and then you come back to the house, and you sleep, you eat, and you go back to train. So it's two times a day we trained, and Sunday was like open gym. So, like, I mean, we were just doing nothing but training and, you know, just focusing on our fights. We never had no free time. They didn't just let you just roam around Vegas. So,
and you were there for what, 6 weeks? Is that right?
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about the house, because I was telling Jim earlier that I had kind of lost interest in the show a little bit the last maybe 4 or 5 seasons. I've watched it off and on because it kind of got to the point where, okay, there was always some drama in the house. There was always some young up-and-comer maybe hadn't had the experience that you guys that are on there this time have, and, you know, guys getting drunk and fighting in the house. And so far in the episodes, I haven't really seen that. And I thought, well, maybe, okay, we've got all these champions from the different promotions, and you're all more experienced. Was that kind of the way it was? I know you can't talk about everything that went on, but was it more like that? The guys maybe were a little bit more mature on this season than some of the others?
Yeah, definitely, man. This season was different. You know, they brought in 16 champions, so, you know, everybody was already established, you know, and I feel like everybody had a certain sense of professionalism when we got in there. So, I mean, everybody was real cool, you know, super humble people in there. But, I mean, of course, you got 16 dudes, you know, they're all fighters. We're going to have disagreements, but, you got to watch the season to see how it all unfolds. But, you know, it's definitely different than all the other seasons. I feel like more professional, you know. So, yeah, you just got to check it out, man, see how it all plays out.
Is there any specific type of opponent that gives you more concern than others? I mean, because you incorporate so many different types of fighting, from the, you know, boxing and martial arts, and things can all come into play. What's the guy that probably gives you the most concern, that can excel in one certain area?
Well, you know, it used to be wrestlers. You know, it used to be wrestlers that want to lay on you and, you know, just try to, you know, lay on you for the round to be over. But now it seems like I've gotten better at that, coming to Iowa and working with tons of wrestlers. So, you know, I like to think that I can go anywhere. But if I had to choose a fighter, I wouldn't want to fight a wrestler, that's for sure, because a lot of times they just want to lay on you. I want to be exciting. You know, live up to my name. So,
well, the coaches on the Ultimate Fighter this time around, very well known, obviously, and that's the way they do it. Joseph Benavidez and Henry Cejudo, who was an Olympic wrestler, and I did hear Joseph Benavidez say last week on the episode that he said that you are one of the best well-rounded fighters there, meaning that you know, you can do, you're great at stand up, you can hold your own on the ground as well. So so it sounds like you've really done your work, put the time in to excel at all facets of and that's again, they call it mixed martial arts. You do a little bit of everything.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you know, walking into the house and really in the gym. I mean, are you kind of starstruck when you get there, because you got Joseph Benavidez, you've got Henry Cejudo, you've watched him fight on TV, you've got Dana White there, and even, you know, some of the officials that show up. Is it hard to not be starstruck when you first get there? And did you kind of get used to it? It's like, okay, they're just people just like me.
Yeah, you know, I got used to it, you know, but at first, you know, of course it's, you feel a starstruck. It's something that I've worked for so long. You know, I've wanted to be there, and I've envisioned it so many times. So when I got there, you know, I wasn't as starstruck as I, you know, originally thought I would be, but I definitely was like, man, this is really happening, you know. But, you know, I worked so hard for this, and, you know, every fight, you know, my last few fights, it's been like, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the one to get to the UFC. So, you know, in my mind, I already envisioned, you know, being at that level. So when I got there, it was, you know, just like, man, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know, finally, you know, my journey's starting to lay itself out. So, you know, I just felt, you know, humbled and, you know, excited and blessed at the same time. So it was a good feeling.
Well, of course, the winner of the show is going to get to fight for the featherweight title against Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world. That had to be kind of cool, even though you're wanting to win the thing and get that fight. That had to be kind of cool to meet him there as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Demetrius, you know, he's a super cool dude. And it was awesome to meet him and see, you know, just to size him up a little bit. Of course, you know, get a chance to fight a guy, you know, that's been pound for pound the best fighter, I feel like, for a long time. It was an awesome experience, man, and wouldn't change it for the world.
Mm. Well, and obviously the competition drives you to be able to excel, but there's always, for all of us and whatever we do, that bottom line, the finances. I would guess that being a part of this show and everything has been pretty good to you, to where, you know, you may not be set for life or anything, but it certainly is, I would guess, you're at least able to pay the bills and then some, maybe, with this.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. That's why I got kids to feed and stuff like that. So it definitely helps, and it's just the beginning for me, man. I got a lot more I want to do in this sport. So yeah, this just opened a lot of doors for me. So that's definitely a blessing.
So you're not having to go out and work at a factory at night, at least, right?
Exactly. I can focus fully on training.
Yeah.
Eric Showtime Shelton joining us this morning. You'll be able to see him on Fox Sports 1 tonight in his first fight on The Ultimate Fighter, the UFC reality show. You know, one of the other things, Eric, has got to be kind of a cool experience. Not only do you have guys from all over the United States, including Alaska, you're there, you were there in the house with guys from all over the world, from South Africa, from New Zealand, from Russia, from Mexico. I mean, that had to be kind of a different experience for you, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. There was a couple guys in there that had real trouble speaking English. So, you know, being able to communicate and, you know, with the guys from around the world, it was cool, you know, seeing how people came up and everybody's upbringing. You know, you got guys from Brazil, you know, of course, and then Japan. And it's completely different, man. It's like, you know, everybody, but we all have that fighting, you know, mentality, that fighting language. So we kind of understood each other. It was weird, man, but it was an awesome experience, man. And being able to see where everybody comes from and the work they do to get where they're at. And it's just like, man, this is super cool. It was the best experience of my life and something that I would never change, man. And I built relationships there that I think I'll have for a long time.
Well, we played the promo earlier that UFC posted on Facebook, and I've seen it on TV as well. And like Dana White said, anything could happen. I know, you know, you guys all got seated, and it's like, you know, how can they really tell, really know, unless guys have fought against each other? But so you were the one of the lower seeds. Did that kind of put a chip on your shoulder a little bit?
You know, originally when they told me I was 15 seed, I was like, man, I definitely did. But the more I thought about it, I was like, man, this actually kind of takes the pressure off me. You know, the guys ranked higher, you know, they got to live up to that number. For me, it was just go in there and do what you do best. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, that seed kind of being 15 seed, you know, all the pressure actually came off me. Going into the house, I thought I would be ranked higher, of course, with my record. You know, there's guys in there with lower records, but you got to also look at all their other stats, you know, everything else they've done, because this is mixed martial arts. So, you know, they could have a boxing record, a Greco-Roman record, a wrestling record, you know, all this stuff that they could have. So, you know, it was hard to say, like, man, like the guy I fought, number two seed, you know, Yoni, he was 5-0, but he had tons of background in a lot of other things, you know, like boxing, wrestling, you know, and he owned his gym for 10 years, so. Yeah, it was a chip on my shoulder at first, but then it kind of was like a release for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know there's probably some politics in everything, and all you'd have to do is talk locally here. I know the frustrations that George Carter Jr. has had and Carlos Duncan and trying to get him some fights. He's got a great record, but sometimes you got to be in the right place and know the right people at the right time to be able to move up the ladder, no matter how good you are. And, you know, hopefully you don't run into those sort of things as much in this as maybe I know that they do sometimes in the straight-up boxing world.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Eric Showtime Shelton, again, he'll be fighting tonight on national TV, Fox Sports 1, The Ultimate Fighter, 9 o'clock our time, and you can see Eric in action tonight. Eric, best of luck. I know that you already know what happened, and we're really looking forward to seeing it tonight, and hopefully see you many, many more times in the UFC.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Eric, thanks again for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Look forward to watching tonight, and looking forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.